This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
You, sir, though, I know have a little bit of action riding on some action.
Yeah, it's going to be a big Saturday for me, so everybody knows my love for Utah in the Pac-12 championship game. But unfortunately, man, the season didn't go the way that I wanted for Utah. You're wondering, why am I talking about Utah? Because I've talked about them all year long. I had to hedge out of that one with USC. We'll talk about that game later. But in the MAC, for the second year in a row, I bet some Toledo plus 340. They were the favorite, so this wasn't like a... This wasn't, you know, like I didn't like throw a dart and hit it. They were only plus 340, but they're alive, man. And I'm going to fade them as well here. And I'm going to hedge out of this with Ohio, because Ohio is 8-0 against the spread in their last eight games overall. Meanwhile, Toledo 0-5 against the spread in their last five. They've just been all beat up, especially at the quarterback position. So it's pretty much down to a pick where you had Toledo as 3-point favorites. Now we're looking at a 1.5-point spread. So I'm rooting for Toledo, obviously, for the plus 340 future ticket to cash. But I did hedge with a $100 bet on Ohio just to get my money back if worse comes to worse, because Toledo all season long, they're built on their offense. They average over 30 points per game, 33 per game, 407 total yards of offense. But they pretty much rely on their quarterback, Daquan Finn, man. 21 touchdowns, 12 picks. He injured his ankle against Bowling Green. It looks like he's actually going to play in this game. And then their backup quarterback, though, Tucker Gleason, also got hurt. And he has 8 touchdowns and 3 picks. So he's been pretty serviceable as the backup. He broke his hand against Bowling Green, and somehow they're saying he might play in this game with some packages. So we'll probably see both guys. They struggle on third downs. I had to take a shot here. But we'll see how it ends up going down, man. They're giving up 337 yards. They're pretty tough defensively. Also, though, both defenses pretty damn good. So I kind of like the under in this game, but I just took a shot hedging out of this with Ohio. They're one of the better defenses in the nation, believe it or not. Seventh in the country defensively. Mad so shit. I like the under, Mad and I'm going to hedge out of here shin. Just with Toledo dealing with all those injuries. But if they win, plus 340 is a nice little ticket, and they didn't get it done for me last year. So we're hoping for that one, but we got to hedge.
This is that time of year where all of the college football futures just come home to roost, or you knew like a long time ago that there was no chance that it was happening.
Well, and the MAC is the toughest conference to bet. And so, this is the favorite where you're looking at plus 340 odds, where if you were going to bet the Pac-12, we didn't know what the hell USC was going to be, and you weren't even getting a 2-1 price.
No.
And you look at, obviously, Alabama. They were minus 135, I believe, to win the SEC, even though Georgia was the defending champ. But in the MAC, you always get good prices. Like last year, for example, Northern Illinois won the MAC. The year before, they won one game. So Toledo, it was plus 340, and they were the favorite. So that's why I took a shot with them.
Nice.
Yeah, absolutely. But I don't see them winning this game. There's a reason why I went from 3 to 1.5, and it's all these injuries are piling up for them. Both defenses are good. They are the better offense, but I don't know what quarterback they're going to have. So we're going to take a little shot with the hedge and at least get our money back. But I really hope they win this game.
Me too.
Hate
I have
the
nothing in this.
For them, though.
I have nothing in this.
Yeah. Completely fair. It is the MAC title game.
It is. I root for you, and I root for that to happen.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.